listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week,
Peace Talk with the Tundra Women's Coalition.
Taylor with TWC. I'm the Youth Service Manager and your host of Peace Talks. So this morning, I have some guests with me. I'm really excited to introduce them. We've talked a little bit before on this show about our violence prevention program at TWC. That program's called Teens Acting Against Violence. The folks with me are both employees now at TWC and were at or members of TAV when they were in school. So ladies, would you introduce yourself for us?
Yeah.
So in TAV, we always like to make it a safe, inclusive space. So we like to start off with names, pronouns, and then we do a thing called high-low, highs and lows. So we talk about something good that's happened this week and something that's kind of challenging this week. So I figured we'd throw it back TAV style and start with our pretend we have our talking stick and go for that. Do you want to start?
I could start. Hi, my name is Ariana Sampson. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm working as a legal advocate at TWC. One of my highs about TAV is the day we went on a boat trip, but my low about that trip was I got stuck in the mud.
Oof.
I feel that. I feel like we had a similar experience last week on the boat. That was a low for me. So I'm Taylor. I use they, them pronouns, the youth services manager, and I am the TAV coordinator, kind of, so I help plan activities. I would say my high for today is that I have guests on the show. It always makes it so much more fun and easy to have a conversation instead of sitting here by myself, so I'm so glad y'all are here. And my low is we had our big Teens Lead Ahead camp last week, and so it was kind of tiring, and so I've been a little sick this week, maybe because similarly.
You were in the splash zone.
Yeah, we were on a boat trip when it was a little too windy, and we ended up waist deep in the water pulling the boat around, and yeah, no, I've been not feeling so great since then.
Like
but
dead front in the center, right? On the side for the splash.
What about you, Kaylee?
Hi, my name is Kaylee. My pronouns are she, her. My high this week, it's over. It's a pretty calm week, I guess. Relaxing. My low is what Taylor said. It was really bumpy ride for Teens Lead Ahead. I got wet. I was cold. I was trying my best to enjoy walking in the river, I guess, in the shallow area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All my stuff still smells like river. It's fine. Okay, so we're just going to spend a little time talking today about what TAV is, why it's important, and sort of give everybody a little bit deeper look into what happens at TAV, what we do, and how it goes. So would you all start off, each of you telling me, what made you, like, how did you find out about TAV, or what made you join back when you were in school?
For me, I think it was an ex-friend of mine. He invited all of us after two of the old coordinators. They were handing out like a bunch of free stuff, I guess. Water bottles, pouches, other stuff. And you're like, oh my God. Everyone lined up to get the free stuff at the high school, of course.
It's always good incentive. Yep. I try to do the same. We're trying to get some more TAV merch out, so we'll start working on that once school is back in and we're a little more free. What about you, Ariana?
I was introduced to TAV through a friend of mine, and at first I started going to just like hang out with more people, but I started really enjoying it, and yeah.
I feel like that's kind of how it goes. We do a lot of outreach and stuff, but really it's like people inviting their friends, and it's all this like word of mouth community stuff, which is really cool. I'm always really excited when someone is like, can I bring so and so, and I'm like, please, yes. Mm-hmm. get everybody in here. TAV is for everyone. So a lot of the time in TAV, my sort of theory and approach to violence prevention is that anything that isn't violent is violence prevention. So safe activities, even if that's watching a movie or going on a walk, like while that doesn't maybe look exactly like violence prevention on its face, what it does over time is teach those healthy healthy coping skills and like encourage people to have safe relationships so that when they get into difficult situations later on, they already sort of have that skill and that muscle memory of what having safe friends, what telling someone if you're stressed or worried looks like. So we do a lot of different things that range from, you know, teaching in schools about what consent is to, you know, having sleepovers and playing games. So there's a lot of different activities that are happening at TAV. What's something that you all remember having learned in TAV that still is beneficial today? Or like, I don't know, something that you either taught or an experience you had that sort of like stuck with you?
I feel like something I learned in TAV that has been very beneficial even now is that you have a voice and that you should use it to advocate for others.
I think for me it's like how to get out of like a sticky situation with relationships in the general term. It's helped me remember I have a support system behind me, so if I'm ever in an awful or bad situation, I can contact friends or adults. Trusted adults, I guess. That's all.
Absolutely. Those are, I mean, some of the biggest things that now as an adult and as like the kind of teacher role, those are the things that I'm like, I hope people do remember. I hope people do get that sense of self and that sense of safety. I also like what Ariana said, TAV is very much about teen empowerment, about youth voices, that young people know what they want, they know what they need, and like having a space where those your voice is valued and listened to. Like TAV helps plan all of our activities, TAV helps design all our t-shirts, TAV has a say and they get to decide for themselves, which in a lot of youth serving areas isn't necessarily the case. So I think that youth empowerment and like learning that what you have to say is really important. I think that's what's maybe most important to me, like creating those opportunities for people to get to decide for themselves and teach me, and seeing that sort of like reciprocity and like teaching between generations and age groups, I think is really, really cool. I'm glad you brought that up. So how long were both of you all in TAV? Like when did you start? What's your maybe first memory of TAV? And then maybe what's like your favorite memory of TAV?
I think when I was like in middle school, eighth grade, a vivid memory I have is like the first day of TAV. It's where I was standing up to turn the volume up. I took my seatbelt off and then turned the volume on the radio up. And then River, or the old coordinator, mm-hmm. she stopped suddenly, and then I face planted into the radio. It hurt really bad.
Oh, jeez.
And then I got scolded by the older TAV member.
I was in TAV the summer before my freshman year, and I would say that one of my most memorable things in TAV is probably getting to meet more people who are like-minded, such as me, and also the time that we went to TLA and we camped there.
Yeah, TLA is Teens Lead Ahead. That's the youth empowerment camp that we did last week. And it's been going on, gosh, you all went a couple of times 4 or 5 years ago, but I think Teens Lead Ahead has been going on since like the early 2000s. So it's a really super cool thing that TAV gets to plan and be a part of. Speaking of, there's a lot of like travel and cool opportunities. Can you all tell us about some of the like trips you went on? Where have you gone? What have you done with TAV?
I think I went on two. What are those Outward Bound?
Yeah, Outward Bound.
The first one wasn't as fun. Second one, I had really a lot of fun because we went on a sailing trip. I don't remember where. I think it was Maine.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And then we did like a bunch of shopping in Boston. The shopping area it was really fun.
We're really trying to get Outward Bound. Has been happening for a long time. And before COVID, it was a lot easier. And it's sort of been smaller since then. But I'm hoping this year that we can work together and I've been looking at a rafting trip in Minnesota, which could be interesting. I'm not a super outside person, but I think it would still be fun. So hopefully Outward Bound is something that's coming back really soon. What about you, Ariana?
I've been to a lead-on trip with TAV, but I've also been introduced to a number of other advocacy groups, such as AYA, Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, and through that, I've been able to travel to Anchorage and Juneau.
Ooh, that's super cool. I, excuse me, as sort of like the staff lead on the prevention stuff at TWC, a lot of the other youth-focused or prevention-focused groups in the state will reach out to TWC, and I always think it's a really cool opportunity to get to, like, connect people with opportunities, because TWC can't always say yes to everything, but being able to, like, get information and pass it on and seeing people pick what interests them and like, go on trips like that and get to do what matters to them is super awesome. I'm always really excited when we have opportunities that are maybe not exactly what TWC does, but what young people, what TAV members are interested in. We do a lot of, oh gosh, like I work with the, what's it called, Youth Action Board for the Alaska Coalition of Housing and Homelessness, so connecting people with other youth who care about housing and homelessness, that care about climate change. There's a lot of really cool, like, opportunities that lead to, you know, travel, job experience, learning, like, on-the-job compensated opportunities. Like, it's really cool. A more philosophical sort of thought, why do you think TAV is important? What is important? What was important to you while you were attending? Now that you're older and working with kids in TAV now, why do you think it's important for them?
I think that TAV is really important because it not only teaches preventative like things against domestic violence, it also helps people like when you go into TAV, I feel like it's a slow introduction into advocacy, and that goes on with the rest of your life, and it teaches really important things such as like speaking up for others who are unable to, and just like being educated on things that not a lot of people know about, and I feel like through that you're able to teach people about those things, and that just really helps a lot.
What about you, Kaylee?
I guess gaining a support system. I know I've been talking about it a lot, but it was really helpful back then. As Ariana said, you get to learn a lot about domestic violence and how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. And just in my really limited experience, you know, I've been helping out at TWC in different capacities for like almost 4 years now. So I've seen at least one group of teenagers start high school and finish high school. And of that group, the people who were in something like TAV that did have support, that did have safe adults, that did have safe friends, I can sort of already see the positive results of having positive things of your life. I help run the Tundra Youth Home, which is for younger people experiencing homelessness. And people who have been in things like TAV are just at like a much lower likelihood to need those extra supports because they have the information and the tools to be successful sort of on their own or in community. So I think it is super, super important gaining those skills, having those relationships. What would you all say, you know, sometimes staffing at TWC is hard, so there's sort of like ebb and flow to TAV in attendance. So like the last group that you all were in, I had a really hard time. Like everyone graduated and then it was sort of like, and now TAV is empty, what do we do? So it's been a sort of slow process of like getting the word back out there and like meeting other people who are in middle school and high school. And now we've got a pretty good group attending TAV, which is super exciting. But we're always looking to expand and invite more people to join us. What would you all say to someone who's maybe on the fence about TAV? Like, what would you say to convince someone to join us?
I'm not sure. I was scouted by a friend, so all of the kids in our grade, you saw Scratch. Mm-hmm. We were, all of us were band kids except me, because I was only friends with the band kids, other mm-hmm. stuff. It was just a friend group that just decided to join. It was a cool hangout space.
Yeah.
I would tell them that it's okay to be afraid to join TAF, because I feel like it's really normal to be afraid to join a new group, and that once you've been like settled into TAF, it's a really comfortable space and you get to learn more things and meet new people, and it's just a really good experience to have, like getting into new things, like, yeah.
Absolutely, I'll have to keep those tactics in mind. I know that you two are like onboarded and doing so well at TWC. I'm like, I might have to ask you when we go. I do like talks at the schools. Might see if you all can come with me and maybe help share this information with folks at the schools to encourage them, because I feel like they see me. I'm like older and not from here, so people are probably like, no thank you, who's this random person? But having people with y'all's experience who are like more comfortable and familiar, I think could be really, really helpful. So sort of transitioning from you all in TAV when you were younger, it's been a few years now and now you're both at TWC. Can you tell me a little bit about what made you decide to like apply or be interested at TWC? Or like, did being a part of TAV like impact your decision to want to do something like legal advocacy is what Ariana does, and then Kaylee works with me with TAV and with youth. How did what you learned in TAV or your experiences there sort of like impact your career decision to come back to TWC?
I'm transitioning out of LKSD. I wanted to work at a place I felt familiar with and more comfortable in. That's why I'm working there now.
Absolutely.
Ariana.
excuse me. I feel like TAF has really influenced my decision on working at TWC, because just learning things about like preventative matters on domestic violence, that just made me really, really want to help and to, I feel like when I applied to the job, I just knew that it would introduce me into a whole new world of advocacy, and I really like that. And not only that, like Kaylee said, I wanted to work at a place that I felt familiar with.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I really, really appreciate, like, Ariana's supervisor, her name is Nani. Nani is my age. We both turned 32 this year, and Nani was in TAV when she was a teenager. And now Nani's the supervisor of Ariana, who was in TAV. And at TWC, we really do work hard to have this culture of safety, of, like, reciprocity. That sort of means, like, a cycle of giving, right? So we have TAV, and TAV people learn, and we learn from them, and there's sort of this like circle of all these people coming and using what they got in TAV and giving it back to other people in roles like Ariana and Kaylee are in now. So like, it's really, really, it's one of the things that, I don't know, lights me up. It makes me so excited. It's so powerful to see people, you know, get power from something like TAV and then learn for themselves and then come back to then teach more people and like continue on that positive cycle. We talk so much in domestic violence world about those cycles of violence, about those cycles of trauma, how it's so hard to break, how these things go round and round and round. And so then sort of flipping that on its head and seeing this like positive cycle of when you invest in people, when you invest in yourself, it makes it easier to help people. It means easier to be an advocate. And so there's so much positivity that comes from learning to be a part of the community, learning to help people. And sort of by helping people, for me at least, it's definitely, it's helping myself as well. Sort of communal aspect of what we do in this amazing cycle that TWC has. So many employees have either received services at TWC or participated in a group like TAV, and I just think it speaks volumes to the good work that TWC does. Excuse me. So now we have time to kind of just like chitty chat. I'm interested in just like hearing what you all remember. What I wrote down is what success stories you have. That's just kind of like the clinical language that I always use. But what are some fun things you remember? Like, talk to me about your TAV time.
I mostly remember like funny stories that were kind of bad, but now I look back and laugh. I'm trying to think of like positive aspects of what
happened. Fun is equally as positive. One of my first memories of being the like staff person of TAV, I don't like to drive, and like half of the job of TAV, we do pickups and drop-offs, so it's like it's a ton of driving.
Yeah.
And learning to drive in Bethel is an experience because I'm from like the south in the lower 48, so I hadn't driven in the snow and ice a lot. So like getting a lot of commentary from the teens about the quality of my snow driving, I've learned very quickly from there. But one thing, my first summer, there's all those dogs in Larson. And so we were just like going on a drive, going to like hang out. I think we're driving down BIA to go like, we took some pictures at one of those like sheds or whatever out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we're like driving back and the dogs like charge the van. And as like the adult person, I'm trying to like be professional. And so I go to scream out things that me maybe as an adult would say. And I go, God bless America. And like, I just remember I got
like poking fun at you.
Yep. And I was like, okay, great, awesome. We will keep in mind because,
I mean, at least you reacted. I remember one of the old coordinators mm-hmm. almost tipped the van over. Then she was like, we're good, we're good, we're good.
I don't remember
what happened. Yeah.
I think I didn't notice for a second. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait. And then I looked out the window and I was like,
another experience. I remember one of the old coordinators, they got mad at us for screaming when we almost hit the dumpster on the way back from Kasaili. And then we started trying not to react whenever we slid off the road or when we like, what's it called when you like
drift?
When you drift into like traffic or whatever, mm-hmm. which we try not to react anymore so we don't freak the driver out.
It's like, it's understandable to react, but it does make it worse coming from the driver perspective. Kaylee, I think you were telling me about a situation in the van with the bear spray. Can you tell us your bear spray story?
Oh my gosh. One of the old TAV kids, they dared the other TAV kid, one of the coordinator's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
He dared the little kid to spray the bear spray in the van. Then they hit the passenger's side of the seat. Then we all ran out of the van. I don't remember if we ran out or if we were outside, but all of us were coughing really hard and we were crying. And then the janitor, I think he had to clean it up wearing a face mask.
Yeah, I
and
bet.
Goggles. It was really bad.
It's a little bit like there's some organized chaos action to TAV a lot of the time. It's just like
he got banned from TAV for a little bit as well after that.
You know, you learn that your actions have consequences and you can come back and have fun safely and more responsibly next time.
Agreed.
I'm trying to imagine that van full of bear spray. We drive around in it all the time and I'm like, that makes my face hurt just thinking about it.
The van's still there. I'm just surprised how it survived this long.
Truly.
I remember being really sketched out by saying, hey, we're in a gray van outside the high school. I'm like... Is this like a church? I remember thinking it's probably just like a church group or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like kind of hesitant.
That totally makes sense. I always, it's like, it's me, a random adult in this giant van. Bring your children. And I'm like, it's safe. And I always
make
sure
that we like.
It's a little sketchy
at first, but
yeah,
it's really the only vehicle you can fit a bunch of teens in.
Yeah, absolutely. And like when when teens are new, they maybe, like, don't understand what TAB is, so they just, like, tell their parents, oh, it's TAB, and their parents are like, ?, like, what in the world is that? Oh. So it's been nice to be able to, like, sit and have conversations with parents or, like, talk to them on the phone and explain a little more.
I remember walking into the wrong van during high school. I walked into, like, a random old person's van. And
oh, no.
I sat there for, like, 10 seconds, and I realized, wow, this is a lot nicer than the other one. Then I realized, okay. I quickly ran out, and then I was looking for the coordinators, and then I ran in, hoping nobody saw me.
Oops.
Yeah. I would say that, there's been a few times at TAF where I've been asked to speak before the Indigenous Peoples Day March, and I feel like that on its own is really inspiring to me, and it could be for other people, and that's something I really enjoy.
Yeah, having those opportunities, public speaking is awkward and difficult, and having those opportunities when you're younger sort of, like, breaks down the barrier of it feeling so scary. I remember listening to you last year, the year before last, I can't even remember, but when you also did the fashion show with Golga, it was so cool. It was like, I hope those opportunities keep coming around, because it's so impressive and it's so important. I love when people, like, speak up and stand up and speak their mind, speak up and stand their mind.
Sorry. I'm just thinking of this sign I made for the Missing Indigenous People mm-hmm. Month. It was the one that says, stop the hateration. Komi was making fun of me, and I was getting mad.
I think now mine was, like, a lady with a bob and bangs, like me, low-key. But I accidentally gave her, like, really, really, really dark eye bags. And because, like, I didn't have a lot of time. Well, mm-hmm. I did. I just procrastinated. The eyes were just, like, really, really tiny, so, like, it's just this lady with, like, I can't explain it, but, like, they were like this, and then, like that. It was funny.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Have you ever been mistaken for Asian?
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know why it's such a... That's what it reminded me of.
No, it's all good.
No, you're good. That's understandable. Yeah. It happens to me quite a bit.
I feel, and this year, because Ariana and Kaylee's group graduated and moved on, is doing super awesome, important things. Our TAV group now is a little bit younger. So I think most of them started coming when they were in 7th grade, and now they're about to go into 8th grade, I believe. So it's like a new experience of, like, when I came in, the TAV kids kind of knew everything, and they, like, had, you know, learned and, like, chose what they wanted to do and had, like, a really strong viewpoint. And so now we've got a little bit younger kids who are still, like, figuring out themselves and are still figuring out, like, what's important to them. And so this year, instead of just, like, making the signs, we sat and we, like, talked about, and they learned about what the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples movement is and, like, why it matters. And so it's just really... that, I don't know, this cycle of things is really, really cool. It was amazing to sort of use what I learned listening to Kaylee and Ariana talk, like seeing them participate in events and sort of, like, bringing that back to folks who are younger and providing that information so that they can, you know, make their signs and they can show up at these marches. And I'm not a parent. I don't have kids or anything. So it's like this weird, like, para-parent experience of, like, when KYUK did their article about the MMIP march, all of the signs that were in the photos were the TAV kids sign, the signs that they made. And I was like, am I going to cry? Like, my heart is swelling with pride. They did such a good job. So it's really awesome. I love TAV so much.
I remember I would always be sad because of school, like, most of us TAV kids would actually miss the marches, and I'd look at my posters and the pictures and be like, oh, that's my poster.
I'm hoping this year that I can get folks permission to, like, miss an hour of school or something, because I think it is really cool to participate and, like, be there and feel the energy and, like, be in community like that. School is very important. but so is community organizing and community participation. So finding that balance is something on our radar, I think. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm going back through my list. What do you all think, you know, since TAV is a little bit different now, what kind of activities do you remember the most? Like, TAV, we usually meet Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of every week. The times are a little different in the summer, but normally during the school year, we're meeting from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, doing things like, we'll have movie nights, we'll have play games, we do different, like right now with KYUK, we're working on public service announcements, we'll go into schools. There's all kinds of different types of activities. What do you all remember the most fondly of like what you did at TAV, or what do you think is sort of like missing now? What should we try to do once school starts back up?
I guess try and hand out stuff. That's really what got me into TAV.
Yeah. I remember for a while, like, Uno was the big game. I've never played so much Uno in my life than in, like, the last 3 years. I don't know. What, like, kinds of after-school activities were fun for you guys?
I remember we used to play charades every now and then with that, like, thin box of cards. Like, we'd pick one, and then...
It was hard.
It was hard.
I remember one... it's not really an activity, but it's, like, the most memorable for me. It's when we did, like, the cold... autumn car washes we did. It was freezing. I remember I got one of the TAV kids mad at me for spraying them accidentally. Well, accidentally. It was kind of for fun. Poor.
Yeah, you all used to do like fundraisery type things like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we used to do fundraisers and stuff. It was nice.
I remember one time we made cheesecake and it was fun making the cheesecake, but then at some point, it got, like, kind of stressful, and it was like, why is making cheesecake stressful?
No baked cheesecake is the easiest to make. It's hard making, like, baked cheesecake and stuff, because it's easy to mess up.
I think it's really interesting, sort of, like, the activities that are happening at TAV are kind of just, like, reflective of what the staff people know how to do. So, like, the person before me, there is a lot of baking. The person before them, there was like a ton of outdoor stuff. And now I'm like, I'm an inside person. So we play a lot of board games. Like a lot of folks are into Dungeons and Dragons. And I'm like, oh, I know how to do that. And so it's interesting to see like how the adults in the room sort of like impact the activities that are happening. And I've had to do a lot of learning myself because I'm not a baker. I don't really cook. But for one of the sleepovers we did, the TAV teens wanted to do a, like, bake-along with the Studio Ghibli movie. And I was like, babes, I don't know how to bake. I can't do that. So we learned together, and we made the weirdest steam buns that have ever occurred. I think it was right before you started. But, like, everyone was really nice and ate them, but they were horrific. And so I'm hoping that my baking skills continue to increase as people stay interested in baking.
I can't really think of activities we did. I think we just mostly went on, like, side tangents and created topics for ourselves. Now it's pretty hard because, I don't know, you really have to keep the conversation going with the teens now.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like there's the opportunities for conversations, like, maybe in the past have a sort of, like, a little bit straightforward or people, like, talked pretty openly. And now I feel like the most impactful time for conversation is like while we're doing a different activity, like if we're playing a game and something comes up, or if we watch a movie and it like sparks a conversation of something, or even like I feel like I have the most important to have conversations when I'm driving the van and like I'll drop people off and it's just like a safe, comfortable space. So it's another point in the column for like it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter what we're doing, that if the like feel in the vibe and the safe space is there, that important, like, people ask me so many questions, people tell me so many things about themselves, and it really speaks to, you know, using fun to create that safe environment makes it okay to have those conversations about, you know, about fears or about identities or about things they don't understand or things they want me to understand. So it's like if we're playing Dungeons and Dragons and their character comes upon something, or if we're, you know, waiting for the timer to go off while we have cupcakes in the oven or something, those sort of moments in between activities where you really can tell that we're doing something that's important and safe. Last week during Teens Lead Ahead, we did a beating workshop with Susan Jones. She was so amazing. And hearing her talk with the kids and having that sort of like quiet, mindful activity, the conversations that came out, I was impressed that a bunch of 13-year-olds sat for 5 hours and beated. I was like, I didn't have that attention span. It made me a little like anxious and wiggly, but like to see people like participating in culture and like doing this activity and being busy with their hands and communicating with each other, like we're talking about our experiences in life and like how, you know, if someone was like, I'm excited to wear this outfit for school, but I'm nervous someone will make fun of me, and like hearing everybody like while they're beating like offer support and be there for people, it's just like, I love Tav's amazing. I haven't even looked at what time we're at. Oh heck yeah. Is there any last things that have come to mind? Any Tav memories? Anything you all think that I missed that we should talk about before we kind of wrap it up?
I can't really think of anything at the moment.
Me neither.
No, yeah, I super appreciate you all sharing your experience. I'm super excited that you all are at TWC with us. Y'all, they do amazing work. They're so helpful and so creative and amazing with the kids and amazing with the clients that TWC serves. So I'm super glad Kaylee and Ariana are here.
I'm still trying to transition to like adult mode, mm-hmm. to know what conversations I shouldn't have with the team.
Yeah, it's really different. Like being a participant, and then you worked with like little kids.
Yeah,
and so it's a lot different.
The little kids, I usually let them lead the conversation, and mm-hmm. I'll just respond in like, oh my gosh, that happened. But with the teens, you can't really respond like that. Otherwise, totally. They'll look at you weirdly.
Sort of how I've kind of gone about it myself, I was just talking about this with my partner yesterday. I feel like when I was a teenager, when I was growing up, I didn't have adults that would be honest with me. Like there was information that was kept from me because I was too young, or there was information that they didn't have, but they didn't want to admit they didn't know. So I feel like my sort of approach to working with teenagers is that I listen, and it's like, I'm very honest. If someone is asking me and they need information, I'll do my best to convey what I understand. And what I think is really important working with teenagers or working with young people in general is that if you don't know, tell someone you don't know. Like say, I don't know, let's find out together. And like being honest and communicating with young people, like they know that like that their opinions are valid, that they're what they're saying matters. And I think I've seen a lot of success in that, in being an adult that's not like, I have all the answers and I know everything, is really important and powerful, so that people, A, know that what they know is important, and B, that it's okay to not know everything. There's these like really tangible steps to gain information and learn together. So you're definitely well on the way. You do awesome. Awesome with the teens. Even though there can be some like really sideways questions sometimes. It's like, pivot.
I need like a moment to think, mm-hmm. is this appropriate or should I not respond to anything?
Sure. I've gotten kind of good at the like, if someone asks a sort of like out of left field questions, like, that is true, but maybe, and sort of like reroute back to something. Maybe if somebody's acting that way, or if they say that mean thing, or if your brother is throwing something at you, you know, maybe that's a really good opportunity to, and then like pivot to practice our safe coping mechanisms or something, or like always, if the conversation gets like out of hand, bringing it back to like the core messages of Tav and being like, see, this, what we do applies in every situation, and sort of shutting it down a little bit. It happens. I also feel like I get asked like information that I don't know.
What I've learned at LKSD is just have them try and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of their little kid drama is the best way I can describe it. That's what I learned from one of the teachers. They just let them figure it out.
Absolutely.
But help when they're in
yeah
like not so safe situations.
Absolutely. And help them understand how to figure it out. Like, here are the tools you need so that you can do it yourself instead of just doing things for people. I think that's super accurate. Okay, sweet. Well, I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up for today. But if you or anyone in your family or your children would like to join us for Teens Acting Against Violence, like I said before, we meet Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays during the school year. That's 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We do pickups and drop-offs and do all kinds of super fun activities. If you have questions or are interested in joining, we use a platform called Discord most often, but you can give me an email at taylor_finley@twcpeace.org. I can connect you or your teens with all of the activities that are going on at TAV. So thank you both for joining us, and I think that we will say goodbye until next month. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Listen online at kyuk.org or tune in live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.